And now joining us to discuss all this, James and Jim Plack, two people with one name, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. Mr. Plack, thanks for joining us. We
Happy
appreciate
to be here.
Your time. We saw a brief interview there of an American pumping gas who's concerned about the high price of gas. Should Americans be concerned that there will be an oil shortage if there's a war?
There won't be an oil shortage. There's sufficient excess capacity in the world, principally in Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states, to offset the cessation of Iraqi exports. But that prices will continue to go up until this issue is clarified one way or another, that's almost certain.
So investors at the same time, the market has tumbled yesterday, not doing too well today at this point. What do you expect on that front?
Well, I'm afraid probably, again, more of the same. This degree of uncertainty about a major political military event, that is the possibility of war with Iraq, is very bad for equity prices. It just, the equities markets dislike uncertainty and prices go down. The oil markets also dislike uncertainty, but prices go up.
Mr. Plack, put this in some historical perspective for us, where we are now vis-a-vis where we've been in previous years, and give us some significance for all that.
Well, prices in terms of today's dollars, so price of gasoline at the pump has risen by about a third in the last 5 months. But to put it in a broader perspective, the last time we had a price spike, a serious price spike, was with the collapse of the Shah in Iran. And in 1980, prices in current dollars were $68 a barrel. In other words, double what they are today.
There's been some speculation that if there's a war and Saddam Hussein reacts to destroy his oil production, that would have a profound impact on the market. What's your sense of that?
I really don't look at it that way. The Iraqi oil industry will have to shut down if there is a war, simply for safety reasons, if nothing else. If there is significant damage to the industry as a result of Iraqi sabotage or military activity, it isn't going to change the situation. Iraqi exports will be off the market as of the day that military hostilities begin. There's a sufficient supply to meet demand, and that will be there whether Iraq produces a single barrel of oil or not.
So much of the focus has been, obviously, and for good reason, on Iraq and that part of the world, but there's been some uncertainty in Venezuela, for example. How does that landscape affect the overall global picture?
Well, when Venezuela began to go into serious political disarray back in December, it took a few weeks for some reason for the oil market to focus on this. But as supplies began to dwindle into the North American market, prices began to go up seriously. Should there be another disruption on the scale of Venezuela, say 2 to 3 million barrels a day of additional supply taken away, that would create a shortage.
Now, my final question, Mr. Plack, how confident are you that there won't be an oil shortage in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, no one can forecast the future, and I'm afraid I'm no better at that than anybody else.
Oh, give us a shot at it.
If there's another Venezuela, if there's a political upset in, well, you think of the country anywhere around the world, on almost any continent, that would have an impact on supply, and there would be a supply shortfall. Then what comes into play is the reserve mechanisms, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the IEA stocks that are handled in a coordinated way, and you begin to have to fall back on those emergency majors.
Yeah, Mr. Plack, thanks for your time. Jim Plack, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington.